In this lesson, we'll focus on だろう and its polite form でしょう. They are used to express that the speaker's statement is conjecture with a high degree of certainty based on some information or knowledge held by the speaker. だろう and でしょう can follow the informal form of verbs, adjectives, and nouns. Let's take a look at some of the examples from this dialogue.
犯人は誰だろう?
Who could the culprit be?
隣人が気づくでしょう.
Surely the neighbors will notice. So please notice that the speech before だろう and でしょう is informal. So can you say that first sentence again, please?
犯人は誰?
Who is the criminal? And then?
だろう.
I'm wondering, or I guess, or probably, comes afterward. Can you read the second sentence again?
隣人が気づく.
The neighbors are going to notice. And then?
でしょう.
I guess. So if you want to change the sentence into negative or past, you can change the phrase that comes before, でしょう or だろう. So the neighbors will probably notice is?
隣人が気づくでしょう.
The neighbors probably won't notice is?
隣人が気づかないでしょう.
このでしょうは weather forecast でもよく使えますよね. You'll hear this でしょう in a weather forecast.
天気予報でよく聞きますね.
はい.
例えば 明日は雨が降るでしょう.
It'll probably rain tomorrow.
明日は寒くなるでしょう.
It'll probably be cold tomorrow.
We learned かもしれない and かもしれません in lesson 9. But だろう and でしょう have higher certainty.
So the intonation of でしょう and だろう goes down to express the probability. But if you change the intonation, でしょう can work as a tag question, right? でしょう?
そうそうそうそう。 でしょう? だろう? Works as right? Or don't you think?
そうでしょ? ゆうちさん。
はい、そうだと思います。